Good morning. Welcome to Troll Radio Review. It's going to be a fine show today on this beautiful sunny day. An amazing backdrop we have here at Fort George Brewery and Public House. We've got great tunes today from Brian Johnstone. And since it's a Brian-y sort of day, we've also got Brian Bovenizer and the Koala Cowboys. We've got a Troll Radio house band that can't be beat. And we're going to have a good time. I think we'll have Mr. Troll check in and we'll have a good time. Troll Radio Review is a collaborative effort of Coast Community Radio and Fort George Brewery and Public House. I'm your host, Debbie Twombly. Thanks for being here. We'll be hearing more from all of these fine musicians later on in the show. But right now, I can tell that Mr. Troll must be somewhere. So, Stinky D, what you doing?
Who is this Stinky D?
Oh, Mr. Troll, come on. It's just one of your initials, you know, short for Stinky Toad Wart.
Well, I guess that is not so bad. I think I will begin calling you TB.
TB?
Yeah. Troll TB. Troll boss. Because you are always bossing me around.
Well, somebody has to. Holy Moses. Okay, anyway, Stinky, how have you been and what do you got going today?
Well, Debbie, I have been better.
Oh, you look so sad. Mr. Troll, what's wrong?
Well, you know, Debbie, you humans are always celebrating special days.
Yeah, we like to have
parties.
Now,
you know, there was that one last Wednesday, you know, Administrative Assistance Day.
Well, yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, and then I guess there's one coming up, Give Your Friend a Smile Day.
Yeah, that's Monday.
Sunday. But there is one coming up that I would like to celebrate, but
Mr. Troll.
I cannot.
Why are you so emotional? What is this special day?
Udder's Day.
Udder's Day?
Yeah, you know that day that is coming up 1 week from tomorrow.
Oh, you must mean, anybody know? The audience knows Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah, that is the fun.
Yeah, Mother's Day is a nice day. It's good to honor all the mothers and really any woman who's important to somebody's life. It's a good day, but you know, a lot of people say it's kind of been enhanced by commercialization and the
car companies.
Debbie, please.
Huh?
But
don't get political, okay?
Okay. It's an important day because, well, most of all of us have a mother, don't we?
Well, yes, sort of.
Yeah.
But, Debbie, you know, it is not the same for us trolls, don't you know?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, Debbie, you see, I have never spoken of this before, but you do understand that I am not a human being.
Oh, yes. I understand that.
And there are certain biological differences in our genetic makedowns.
Oh, gosh. You mean our genetic makeups.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. You see, our reproductive processes, are quite different.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there aren't very many kids here yet, but what do you mean?
Well, you see. Okay, I explain. Okay, would you like me to explain?
Well,
in the case of human beings, you each have one mother and one father, and the way it happens is when...
No, come on.
What?
Leave it at that. It's Troll Radio Review, not a biology
class. Well, now let me finish, Debbie. The way it works, at least as I understand it, is when the man and the woman love each other, they become a couple, and a short person, very short person, is born. And the baby has a mama and a papa.
Usually.
Yeah, a unique mama and papa.
Yeah.
And on Mother's Day, they all honor the mother. And on Father's Day, they all honor the father.
Yeah, I guess so. So isn't that the way it works with you trolls?
Not exactly.
Well, how does it work? I am kind of curious.
Then is the studio audience curious too about this? Yeah, they want to hear. Okay. You see, we trolls do not each have a mama and a papa. When it is time to make a little troll, we return to Troll Mountain and go into the cave and stop by the Mystic Pool.
Oh, cripes, the Mystic Pool. You mean that pool where you trolls gather now and then to discuss important issues and soak and enjoy each other's company.
Yeah, and the other thing we do is we sit in there and we...
No, that's okay.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's the place.
Yeah.
But what I have not mentioned before is that the waters of the pool also serve as the special slurry.
Slurry. The special slurry?
Well, Debbie, trolls reproduce by mixing genetic material, the special slurry, with their kinemesis and mixed sprit in filial pails, which are delivered by trolls to the mother for mixing. The mother, they lay eggs, which hatch into larva wigglers that metamorphose into adult form trolls.
Oh, cripes, Mr. Troll.
Yeah?
That's just crazy.
What do you mean?
Well...
Did you not understand, Debbie? Should I explain it maybe in more simple terms?
Well, why don't you just give that a try? Let's see how else you can say that.
Okay, I will try.
Okay.
Okay, now listen. When it is time for the trolls to go to the Mystic Pool, they go with a wooden bucket.
Wooden.
Now, the bucket must be wooden.
Wouldn't.
Yeah, it cannot be plastic.
No, that's
bad. It cannot be aluminum.
Yeah, that's bad.
It cannot be metal.
No.
It cannot be cast iron.
No.
It must be wooden.
Wooden.
Do you understand
wooden.
That part?
Got Debbie? That, yeah.
Okay, then you fill it with the special slurry, you know, from the Mystic Pool. Then you carry it back into the deepest reaches of Troll Mountain until we find the Mother Troll. Then we offer her a drink from the bucket.
Ugh.
Yeah, we offer her a drink from the bucket.
Yeah.
I got to turn the page here, okay? If she accepts it and takes the drink, 9 or 10 months later, she lays an egg and it eventually hatches and a little troll pops out.
Oh, like a chicken?
No, Debbie, like a troll.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the little troll stays with the mama troll until it is big enough to exit the cave, you know, and go out on its own, you know, and do the things that trolls do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Debbie, finally, that presents the proverbial question.
Proverbial question.
Would you like me to tell it to you?
Like I have any choice.
Which came first, the troll or the egg?
Wow, I don't know what to say about
that, Mr. Troll. You don't have to say anything else, Debbie, because the skit's over.
Okay, well, thanks, Mr. Troll. I hope you get to feeling happier, though, Mr. Troll, and that you find out that there must be some woman that you can honor on Mother's Day, which is coming up. And I'd like to take this chance to wish a happy Mother's Day next week to all the special women in your life. Well, we're going to get Brian Bovenizer and the Koala Cowboys up here right now. Liven up your morning with some good music. If you enjoy what you hear here and you happen to be over 21 years old, they're going to be playing tonight at the Voodoo Room starting about 9 o'clock. There's going to be a little tribute to Merle Haggard happening there. And I see that looks like the Horsenecks are going to be joining them for part of the thing tonight, too. So if you're over 21, the Voodoo Room is always a blast to go to. So don't miss out on that one. So while we're getting these guys set up here, I'll tell you, but you can come on up here. Are you ready to go?
Okay, all set? Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, then I'm just going to slip off the stage here then and welcome Brian Bovenizer and the Koala Cowboys to Troll Radio Review.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. Big round of applause for Debbie Twomley putting together Troll Radio Review. They've been doing this for a couple years. I've been honored to be on the Troll Radio Review stage and over the airwaves of Coast Community Radio. This has got to be like 6 times. We played with the Hackles twice.
That's true.
Definitely played with the Hackles and played with the Holiday Friends.
Yeah.
Played with Sweet Annie Foreman one time.
Yeah.
Luke, is your mic on?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, cool. I don't know. Could be.
All right.
Could be.
Gonna play a song for you guys called Downwind Upriver. It was written right on this river right over here that we can see. I don't know if you guys can see it on the radio. I hope you can. Or you guys can see some water out there in your car or somewhere today. It's in the key of G if you want to sing along. It's where I always been. Downwind, upriver, never get to the end, 'cause all of my oars have been written in faded pen. And all of my clothes, yeah, they've been traded in. If you look close, plan to use your limbs. Good Lord, a downwind upriver, that's all I ever been. Glued my cream to my tongue, but he never really used his hands. In the front, the Oldsmobile that had ran now sits in a barn where the good luck never ends. Well, I've been told stories of black and white. Go down that river, you're bound to get in a fight. Middle of the fall down river, downwind, upriver, it's where I always been. Downwind, upriver, never get to the end, 'cause all of my oars been written and faded thin. And all of my clothes, they've been traded in. Thank you, guys. Anybody out there know Mr. Tom T. Hall?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The other Brian does. You'll be able to hear him up in a little bit. Tom T. Hall does an album called, I believe it's called Country Songs for the Children. And he hasn't told me yet, but I believe it's my son's favorite song, so we'll play it for him. He hasn't told me nothing really yet. Ask him a lot of questions. I think he's listening. All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. pictures of my friends, birds of the world, and squirrels. I love coffee in a cup, little fuzzy pups, bourbon in a glass, and grass. Too, and watermelon wine. This next song is about a farm. Any of you guys ever been to a farm? Yeah? You've been to a farm? She's the only one that's been to a farm? There's a couple good farms around here. I don't believe we have one of these farms. This one is a different farm. If you feel like singing along to this one, there's one lyric. And it's Snake Farm. It's a farm of snakes. I let the secret out of the bag, the snake out of the bag.
Thank you.
calls me up, says, come on down here, it's getting warm. I go over and Snake Farm. Snake Farm. Guys, so much. Gotta ask for a little one. There's not many little snakes, so good thing we got that song out of the way. Do a little shake your bones?
Oh, yeah.
Do a little shake your bones. My tunes. We're doing a show tonight at the Voodoo Room in honor of Merle Haggard. So this song is for all the working men and working men's boys. Merle dedicated this song in 1968 for all the working men. Hope all them millennials grow up to be working man. Maybe I'll get a job someday. It's a big job though. It's a big job getting by with 9 kids and a wife. Yeah, but I've been a working man. That was Luke Yitzy on the bass guitar, Jeff Munger here on the electric guitar, and Olaf Yitzy on the unelectric drum kit. Thank you.
All right, that was great. Remember, if you didn't get enough there, go on. If you're over 21, get to the Voodoo Room tonight. It's going to be a really good show. Well, I want to let you know about a few good things that are going on while we're getting Brian Johnstone up here to the stage. If you didn't have enough Brian there. So, Brian, we're expecting you up here real soon. Okay? Okay, it'll be a good one. You're in for a treat. I want to let you know about a few things that are going on in the community. Hey, if you're in Cannon Beach today at 4 p.m. and you happen to be a Diana Abu-Jabbar fan, she's an amazing author from Portland. She's going to be talking about her books there. And tomorrow happens to be Laughter Day, and at 1 p.m. at the Broadway Park in Seaside, there's an all-ages event for you with a certified laughter leader, Gail Hand, leading an afternoon of fun at the on World Laughter Day. It's a great way to reduce stress and get a good workout. Coming up in May, oh boy, Thursday, I believe, is Cinco de Mayo, and Saturday, the 7th of May, is a big event at the Astor Event Center from 4 to 8:30. Lots of stuff going on from the Lower Columbia Hispanic Council. They've got a salsa recipe contest, Zumba demonstrations, food from Mexico and drinks, crafts by local vendors, and there'll be music and dancing and fun for all. And now I think I'd like to welcome Brian Johnstone to the stage. He hasn't been with us on Troll Radio for a while. Traveled here from Nehalem today, so you're in for a real treat when Brian is in the house. Let's see. Got there? Move things around on the stage here a little bit. While he's getting set up, I'll tell you about one more thing coming up in May. You don't want to miss this. I always like to honor the young people's work in our community. And Napa High School Theater Department is going to present Stone Girls Dreaming at the Performing Arts Center Saturday, the 14th of May at 7 p.m. It's two young women performing the parts of a Palestinian and an Israeli young woman. It's going to be dealing with the issue of refugees, and this performance is done in partnership with the Immigration Refugee Community Organization from Portland. Hey, Brian. Welcome to Troll Radio Review.
It's not the first time.
No, it's not the first time. Brian is always an interesting and very talented performer. Although he's Scottish, you're apt to get some Spanish guitar right here.
No, I'm
did I say that wrong?
Anyway, I'll go. I used to program for KMUN to New World Beat in several years. I haven't been playing for a while. I just got fed up with myself a year and a half ago. No, I'm just getting back into it. So I'm going to sing at you.
All right. So, well, looking forward to it, Brian.
Okay, the first number I'm going to do, I was going to do a couple of study compositions by Fernando Sor, but hey, why should I? He never played any of mine. So this is a song about an Irish bricklayer. And he's writing a note to his boss that he's had a pretty rough day at the work the day before, and he's writing a note to his boss to tell him why he can't make it to the work today. And this is from the bad old days where you had to have a really good excuse to get off work. You couldn't just say, "Oh, the wife didn't polish my shoes, so I can't come in." You know, So this is called Paddy and the Bricks, and it's about an Irish bricklayer, and as you know, they talk funny, so excuse my Irish accent. Is that coming over? That's my best shot. Dear sir, I write these words to you to tell me of me plight. For at the time of writing it, I'm not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face a death gray. And I write these words to tell you why I'm not at work today. While working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. But chucking them down from such a height was not a good idea. The foreman was never very pleased, he can be an awkward sort.
And I said I had to carry them down the ladder in me hod. Now clearing all these bricks by hand, it was so very slow. So I hoisted up a barrel and secured the rope below. But in my haste to do the job, 'cause I was blind to see that a barrel full of building bricks was heavier than me. Well then, when I untied the knot, the barrel fell like lead, and clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket, and to my dismay I found that halfway up I met the bloody barrel coming down. The barrel broke me shoulder as to the ground it sped, and when I reached the top I banged the pulley with me head. I held on tightly, numb with shock from this almighty blow, while the barrel spilled out half its bricks some 14 floors below. Now when these bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel and started down once more. But I held on tightly to the rope, me body racked with pain, and halfway down I met the bloody barrel once again. The force of this collision halfway down the office block caused multiple abrasions and a nasty case of shock. But I held on tightly to the rope as I fell towards the ground, and I landed on the broken bricks that paddle turned round. Now as I lay there on the floor, I thought I'd passed the worst, but the barrel hit the pulley wheel and then the bottom burst. A shower of bricks rained down on me, I didn't have a hope. As I lay there bleeding on the ground, I let go the bloody rope. The barrel now being heavier, it started down once more. It landed right across me as I fell down to the floor. I broke 3 ribs and my left arm, and I can only say, I hope you understand why I am not at work today. Did anybody understand a word of that?
Well, to be sure.
This is a silly wee song. It's a Scottish parody on a kind of cheesy hit made by Loretta Lynn, the country singer, in the 70s or something. And she spelt out a lot of the words, so this is about, it's kind of for the kids, but not really. It's about a guy who has a really bad tempered dog and he's trying to get it to the vet. The rest should be fairly self-explanatory. It's called D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Can't get this thing in tune, so you'll have to put up with it. My little dog is 5-6 years old and smarter than any damn kid. And when you mention the VET, he damn near flips his lid. Words like S-H-O-T, shot, and W-R-M, worm. These are words that make him S-Q-U-I-R-M, squirm. It's Q-U-A-R-A-I-N-T that starts today. 'Cause he bit the V-E-T and then he ran away. He caused me and my wife to have a big fight. Then both of them bit me. And I'm going down to the town to get a J-I-V-O-R-C. She shouted, get him, Rover! And he jumped over and bit me on the leg. She sank her teeth in my B-U-M and called me a... So that's why I'm in the birds, so that the dog can't hear. And I'm going down to the town tonight to get a new B-I-R-D girlfriend. Yes, it's Q-U-A-R-A-N-T-I-N-E starts today. Both my wife and my wee scabby duck will soon be called away. That's why I spell all of these words, so that my dog can't hear. I must admit that dog is acting Q-U-E-R queer. Oh yes, I must admit that dog is acting Q-U-E-R queer. This is a family show, folks. I'm going to get my banjo. This doesn't need much amplification. It's really... This is about a dead guy. Called Old Man Mose. And I don't know who wrote it. It's been attributed to everybody from Louis Armstrong to Fats Waller, but I didn't write it. And Cindy's going to help me with a chorus. And if you pick it up, you can help me too. Called Old Man Mose.
Is it on?
This is a very loud banjo. Once I met an old man with a very crooked nose. He lived in an old log house, and they called him Old Man Mose. Early one morning, rapped in through the door. I don't know what I saw in there, but I ain't gonna go no more. 'Cause I believe,
old man,
I believe,
old man,
I believe,
old man,
that Old Man Mose is dead. Yes, I found out,
old man,
what it's all about.
Old man,
I found out,
old man,
that Old Man Mose is dead. Yeah, we believe.
Mose
kicked the bucket. We believe.
Mose
kicked the bucket. We believe.
Mose kicked the bucket.
We believe he's dead. We found out.
Mose kicked the bucket.
What it's all about.
Mose kicked the bucket.
We found out.
Mose kicked the bucket.
We found out he's dead. I went down to the cabin, peeped in through a crack. Saw old Brother Mose lying flat out on his back. Well, was he dead or dead asleep? I really don't know. But I cannot do my thing, my friends. I ain't gonna go no more. 'Cause we believe.
Oh, man.
We believe.
Oh, man.
We believe.
Oh, man.
That Old Man Mose is dead. We found out.
Oh, Mose kicked the bucket.
I found out.
Oh, Mose kicked the bucket.
We found out.
Oh, Mose kicked the bucket.
We found out he's dead. We found out. Mose kicked the bucket.
Mose kicked the bucket.
We found out.
Mose kicked the bucket.
We found out he's dead. We found out.
Oh, Mose kicked the bucket. the bucket.
What it's all about.
Almost kicked the bucket.
We found out.
Almost kicked the bucket.
We found out he's dead. Well, old man most kicked the bucket. He's dead.
All right, thanks, Brian. It's great to have you back. It's just been too long. Well, while we're getting the house band up here for our last set, I'll tell you about a few more cool things going on in town. There are many. This weekend is Loyalty Days over in El Waco. I see that it is the longest consecutive running Loyalty Day celebration in the United States. So if you want to get over there and enjoy a sunny day with some community events, you'll want to head across the bridge to El Waco. It's going to be fun. It's also the first day of the El Waco Saturday Market. And I want to say a great big thank you to little Bobby Prine there, because I don't think we've had a baby enjoy this show as much as since Josiah Hirsch back in the old days at the River Theater. So I think he's channeling Josiah there for singing along with the music. That's fabulous. One more thing. Tomorrow, the River Zen Yoga and Resistance Stretching Organization down on the waterfront, they have a beautiful place down off the Riverwalk, are hosting a wellness fair. It's free from noon to 4, and with some of the other health agencies in town, they're going to be presenting some really cool things. Oh, and also, don't miss tonight, Astor Street Opry Company, 7 p.m., The Real Lewis and Clark Story. It's at 7 p.m., and that's always a lot of fun. So get on down and enjoy that. Well, here's our house band. Welcome them to the stage.
Thanks, Deb. So here's a song we learned. It's actually Mexican in origin, in Spanish. It's about bringing me to the joy, to the drum of joy. Cedar, oh cedar, cedar, amiga mía. Yo quiero que tú me lleves al tambor de la alegría. Al tambor, al tambor, al tambor de la alegría. Yo quiero que tú me lleves al tambor. Priscila, amiga mía, ¿dónde está Priscila?
Yo quiero que tú me lleves al tambor de la alegría.
Uno más.
Al tambor, al tambor, al tambor de la alegría. Yo quiero que tú me lleves al tambor de la alegría.
Muchísimo gracias. Thank you.
You can go on for a while.
We're going to do a, not to be outdone by Brian and the Koala Boys, we're going to do a Merle tune.
Merle Haggard tune. Now, if Luke's around, he can come up and join us on the bass if he'd like to.
And I want to see him do it with the baby in his arms, with the kid in his arms.
You know, I just saw a picture of Merle Haggard on the new Rolling Stone magazine, and there was a face that it looked like it traveled quite a few miles. So anyway, we're going to pay our respects. I learned this tune from a mandolin player off of their album, Jim and Jesse McReynolds, so it may not sound quite like the original version, but... I've already rehearsed Luke for about 10 seconds. So, we'll give it a shot. And, and look who's here. We got some extra help. He's going to just be our dancer today. That's Luke's son up here. He's a take care of it young man.
I'd like to settle down, but they won't let me. A fugitive must be a rolling stone. Down every road there's always one horse to take. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. I've made a lot of changes in my younger days. My mama used to pray that I would make it out. But now my life only turns away. Stay on the run or spend my life in jail. I'd like to settle down, but they won't let me. A fugitive must be a rolling stone. Down every road there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. But I can't afford the luxury of having the one I love come along. They don't slow me down, they catch up with me. Oh, the one who travels fastest goes alone. To settle down, but they won't let me. A fugitive must be a rolling stone. Down every road there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. Thank you. a fugitive must be a rolling stone. Down every road there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. I had the flu so bad one time they put my face in a burning crown. And now I'm feeling so much better I can cakewalk into town. I woke up this morning feeling so good, you know I lay back down again. I throw your big leg over me, mama, I might not feel this good again. I had the blues so bad one time, it put my face in a permanent crown. And now I'm feeling so much better, I can take walk into town.
Take it, Larry.
Baby, you know my baby, I love the way she walks. Oh, when the girl gets sleepy, I love the way she baby talks. I had the blues so bad one time, it put my face in a permanent frown. And now I'm feeling so much better, I can cakewalk into town.
Take it, Nelly.
Gonna go on a picnic in the country, mama, on and stay all day. I don't care if I do nothing, just while my time away. I had the blues so bad one time, it put my face in a permanent frown. And now I'm feeling so much better, I can cakewalk. And now I'm feeling so much better, I can take a walk into town.
How about if I just say some goodbyes now, and then I'm going to turn it over to the house band and all the other musicians if they'd like to pop up here and do a great ending tune for you. I'm sure they've got something all organized. Hey, Troll Radio Review. Has been really fun today. It's nice to have this Brian-y sort of show. And I want to say some big thank yous to the people who make this happen. First of all, we couldn't do it without our amazing Tillicum Foundation. Thanks to all of you for your support of Coast Community Radio. And man, oh man, thanks. Big, big thanks to the staff here at Fort George for putting up with us and doing this every last Saturday of every month. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks to our great engineers, Ray, Brian, Jack, and Dave back at the station. Thanks to the Blue Scorcher for yummy, yummy, beautiful treats as well and coffee. And thanks to all of you people who come down and enjoy Troll Radio here in the audience and to all of you out in the listening audience too. We'll be back on Memorial Day weekend on that Saturday for a great show.
Thank you.
Let you know what's going on then later, so stay tuned to the radio. And I'm going to turn it over here to our great house band. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to all the musicians who donate their time to come here and entertain all of you.
Look at me.
Are we ready?
It's a tune called Blues in the Bottle. Jim Queskin tune, key of C.